WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are,
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the right away, follow the channel, hang out in chat, and listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We get to talk professional wrestling, sports, entertainment in this week of, well... catch up, because we got stuff to talk about.
WrestleMania ate up all our news time, so now we're here to do the news.
Yes.
From the past 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah.
Two weeks.
It's 2 weeks of news. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, Ellen's work on the WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadio.com, or twitch.tv/WTLF to interact with us live. We talk all things wrestling, and we got some interesting topics in the second half of the show.
Yeah, we're going to do a little, little rapid fire topic for discussion. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I have opinions.
And that's what counts.
But do you have opinions?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, all right. Well, let's jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. WWE Mattel issued a press release announcing a multi-year extension of their global licensing agreement. It will see Mattel continue to produce WWE action figures and accessories, playsets, and other items like action figure vehicles and vehicle accessories. So good for them. Congratulations.
So eventually you'll get the WWE Barbie.
They already did it.
Did they?
For Total Divas, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They released like a limited edition, like,
Bella
Barbie, I thought.
Yeah,
I think they did one for Natty, too.
Hey, you get Tiffany Stratton Barbie at some point. Maybe that might be a good investment.
I feel like they should do that one for sure. Like, do Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah.
Do a whole line for her. Ethan Page has co-written a novel, or novel comic book, that will be released this weekend for the Free Comic Book Day. Keenspot Entertainment is offering Mark Spear's Monsters Number Zero on Saturday as part of the event. This issue includes a short story written by Page along with contributions from Brett Murphy and Wilson Gandolfo.
That's cool.
A name, Gandolfo.
Yeah, that's cool for him, getting to put his work out there. That's really cool.
That's awesome. So yeah. Congratulations to him. This next one I'm going to call point because Aleister Black is officially back with WWE. Not that that was, you know, a big secret.
It's not a big secret, but it was like, it was teased and no one knew exactly for sure. And then on this past Friday on SmackDown, he made his first appearance in WWE in, what, 4 years? 3 years? Something like that. It's been a minute.
5 years?
Has it been five?
I feel like it's been five. Because didn't he sign like that? Hold on.
Could have been, because he finished in the pandemic. Could have been 4 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. How the fuck do you spell Aleister?
It's right in the sheet that tells you how to spell.
I'm not looking at the sheet.
But yeah, he made his return attacking The Miz, and we'll be facing The Miz tomorrow night on Friday Night SmackDown live on the USA Network.
It's June 2021, so 4 years.
Almost 4 years. Okay.
Because, yeah, he signed that. Because remember, like, there was a chance he was going to come back after AEW, and then he signed that, like, extension or whatever, and that put him out of play, and then I guess he got out of his contract.
That's kind of how that works right now with him, with Tony Khan laying people out. So, he's back for...
I think he learned his lesson with somebody else, and he's just like, yeah, just go. Just go.
I mean, you say that, but there's still other people who he's just not doing anything with. But
we're going to talk about that later, I think. Speaking of people who got benched, Rusev has signed a new 2-year deal with WWE. Congratulations to him. And joining him, CJ Perry, a.k.a. Lana, has signed a Legends deal. So they're both back on board, but she is not going to be, I believe, an active roster member, at least at the start. So she can keep doing her thing.
Yeah, as of now, she's not. But she could appear, you know, one-offs or whatever. Like most Legends do. But yeah. Rusev and Lana are not tied together as an act. She's kind of there as Legends contract and kind of working as a manager for him behind the scenes, like kind of handling his business.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I think especially for the new run where he's doing like the Righteous stuff, like don't have her with him because that sort of takes away from him.
The character doesn't need it. He's strong on his own.
Yeah, he's good. Like, before it worked, but now it's like, no. Especially with all the stuff they did with, like, Bobby Lashley. Just don't do it. Just leave it alone. Just, it's fine. Anyway, Survivor Series 2025 will take place at Petco Park in San Diego, California on Saturday, November 29th.
That was surprising when they showed that at WrestleMania. Or right after Raw. That was actually really surprising. But it makes sense. It's San Diego. In the summer or in the fall, so you can get away with doing an outdoor event.
I guess they feel like baseball season will be done, so yeah, long worry about it.
Yeah, and it's a unique stadium too, so
it's got a cool view. Like it'll be neat. So we'll see how that goes. It's always awkward when they work like baseball stadiums. Like they did okay with Tropicana, but it was because they were able to like close it off, so it had the feeling of like an arena. But with this, I'm sure they're going to leave it like open air because they have to.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a dome. It doesn't have a dome, so at least I don't think it does.
Yeah,
but I'm curious to see
how they set it up.
Yeah, and they've got with the way they do shows now, and they have a pretty good setup for stadiums with the low screens, like you can have them come out of the dugout and stuff like that, and it'll be fine, easy.
Yeah, like they've made it so they can go into pretty much any venue and it's fine. Like I think that was with the sets of the past, that was a limitation where they had to have a certain height clearance for the stage and for all the screens and everything. And now it's kind of like, nah, we're good. We fit anywhere.
Because they always used to just want to keep everything looking the same and not change it. Like every set, every time they had to go in a building, they wanted the set to be the same. Now it's like, we don't need the big set. We just need video walls here and here and it's fine.
Yeah, which it's not bad. It takes getting used to. Like, it's not my favorite thing, but it works. The entertainment does not come from the stage. The entertainment comes from the ring. So,
yes,
it's fine. It's just it's just weird. Plus, they can put more seating behind the stage if they want.
Yeah, nothing really gets blocked off.
Yeah, so they can open up more seating for shows, which is ideal. Congratulations are in order because Carmella and Corey Graves announced their second pregnancy. They are expecting. So, mazel, congratulations. May this one go smoothly. May you have no problems. But good for them.
Congrats to them. It also, like, it... It's just great timing of, you know, making comments and then now they're pregnant. Interesting how that works out for them.
I'm going to call this a happenstance, a crazy random happenstance.
Not that they were complaining and they knew things beforehand and then led to, anyway, continue.
And they're trying to like cover their reputation. Uh-huh. No, this is random. This is a happenstance. She totally just got pregnant, guys. It's fine.
No, anyway, I believe she chose. Like, no, I believe she totally got pregnant, but I think they were just stressing out because of stuff, and you know, exaggerated some things. And, you know,
I think just not to like go into it, but just to make this comment, I think it did not go over the way that they intended it to go over.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were expecting a lot of sympathy for her, and I think there was sympathy, but it was in the way that things were phrased and presented that it went south for her, because at least to me, to some degree, it did come off somewhat entitled and it came off a little tone deaf at times, because it's like, well, but they didn't do it for me, but they did it for these other people kind of thing. So she has every right to her opinion and every right to her complaints because it's her experience and that's what she went through. So that doesn't invalidate it, but yeah, like I don't think it went the way that they believed it was going to go.
Yeah,
and now they're not to say that they're covering, but this will hopefully put them back in people's good books that she's pregnant, and rightfully so, because it's a happy thing, it's a happy occasion, right? They're expanding their family, so they should be thrilled.
Indeed.
Neon is gearing up to begin production in May on Bad Lieutenant Tokyo, with Takakashi Miki, Audition 13 Assassins, set to direct. The thriller will star Shun Oguri in Godzilla vs. Kong and No Longer Human, Lily James, Pam and Tommy in Yesterday, and Liv Morgan. Some big names there.
This is why she'll be off the TV for the next few weeks. Apparently she's in Japan already, as they're going to be filming and begin production soon. So yeah. This is supposedly going to be a big break for her, if it blows up, because it's going to be premiered at Cannes, I think, at some point.
Well, I mean, Lily James is no small star.
No, she's a good star.
So it tells you right there, it's not one of the direct-to-video like productions of what they generally can get people into. It's going to be a big title, and Liv is eyeing that movie career. She's looking for that next step. I hope it works out for her.
Could be a big break.
Could be a big break. Moving on to AEW. AEW will partner with CMLL to bring AEW Grand Slam Mexico to the historic Arena Mexico in Mexico City on Wednesday, June 18th. This marks the first time an AEW event has ever been held in Mexico. Tickets on sale soon.
Tickets have sold out.
Not already.
They've sold out. 7,000 tickets.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, so congrats to them. I assume more tickets will be put on sale, but I think it's considered a sellout at this point. But that's good for them. I mean, this came right
international works.
Yeah, this came right after right before WWE's big announcement of AAA. So Mexico is the next market.
It's heating up. AEW and New Japan Forbidden Door is set to take place August 24th from the O2 in London. The Forbidden Door go-home editions of Dynamite and Collision will be held in Glasgow's Hydro on Wednesday, August 20th for a dual taping.
So there's your official locations. We've heard the times and dates, and now we know the location. The O2 in London.
Go buy tickets.
Yep. I think they're on sale now or should be very soon.
And moving on to TNA, exciting news for Indy Hartwell. This made me so happy. She has signed with TNA.
Yep. She's made her debut on this past Sunday at the pay-per-view, and her making her TV debut as we speak tonight.
Let's go, Indy. Very proud of you, girl. And last but not least, Alan Angels is no longer with TNA.
Yep, his deal ran up, so he's now a free agent.
So let's see where he ends up and where he goes. Best of luck to him. So, Blaine Brents.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Brent was busy in the last 2 weeks. Stemming from WrestleMania, Bianca Belair has injured fingers.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Two of them, I think.
Stemming from the triple threat at Mania, RVD has broken heels.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Apparently worked in an MLW event and broke his heels, so...
I was gonna ask, how do you do that? How do you break one, let alone two?
Talent.
Apparently. And last but not least, and I'm sorry, the mother of all convenient injuries, Rey Mysterio with the torn abducator.
Hashtag blame Brent.
Happened right before WrestleMania. He was pulled off the card and Rey Fénix got to replace him. And so he had his WrestleMania debut against El Grande Americano.
Yep. So, yeah.
And seeing how that one went.
Yeah.
It's really convenient. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to call Rey out at all. But damn, that's convenient. He did it like what? On SmackDown?
Yep. The night before. Just bad timing.
Like, wow. It is. It is huge in terms of bad timing, but also, yeah, very convenient. Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to be doing our quick hits discussion, grab a bag of topics, if you will. So, just to give you a little teaser, should they reboot Total Divas? Thoughts? Opinions? Maybe, you know, some wrestling relationship advice to go along with it. And CM Punk wants to do a rom-com with Dave Bautista. Thoughts, y'all? Just thoughts? Opinions? Anyway, get them ready, because we're going to be talking about that after the break. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rat Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, we can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are heading into our grab bag of topics, where we're going to be doing some mini discussions on three different topics.
Yes. They're very interesting ones.
So where do you want to start? Do you want to start at the top? Do you want to start at the bottom? Do you want to start in the middle?
Start at the top.
Okay. What's really funny is I saw this story and I almost like messaged you about it. Nikki Bella made comments recently she would love to see. Huh?
She did.
That she would love to see a reboot of Total Divas that includes at least most of the original cast. I don't think they can get all of the original cast, but a portion of the original cast with new divas added. How do we feel about this?
The Quokkos, I really honestly think, I get asked about all the time, I really think there's something about getting us, all of us getting rebooted. Our OG crew with maybe two new ones, us three, Natty, Paige, and Naya. We're all still working, then we bring in two new ones. So much has happened. It's like Sex and the City reboot. And just like that, we could have our Total Divas and just like that moment.
Please God, no. Just like that is terrible. legit is awful. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this?
I mean, we see so much. We've seen like that show grow and it kind of lost its vision. Lost the plot, as the kids say, after a while. I'd be okay with it, I guess. But it's hard because we live in a time where we've seen so much reality TV, and we've seen people's lives grow and seen a lot of the behind the scenes, because they kind of took you behind the scenes before, and then it just became all drama. But on one hand, I would like to see it, but on the other hand, it's like, am I really that interested in their lives at this point? Which makes me torn, because at one point I was very interested. Now it's like, I don't know. What about you?
I personally don't want to see it rebooted, mm-hmm. because so much has happened.
Yeah.
Right? The women's division has changed. The WWE has changed. Not to mention the huge elephant in the room of Daniel Bryan and the fact that he works for another company. That's a bit of an issue. Even though he's not under contract to them, but he has a handshake agreement, so they'd have to work that out for him to potentially show up in the show. But I think what kept it going, I shouldn't say what made it interesting, what kept it going was Nikki's relationship with John Cena. Let's all be real. That's what was the driver in that show. And Brie's relationship with Daniel Bryan and Natty's relationship with TJ and then everybody else. But the driver of that was John and Nikki. and will they or won't they? And oh, he doesn't want kids, but I want kids. And oh, he doesn't want to get married, and I want to get married, and I want my dream wedding. And so I get my dream proposal, and then I'm going to turn him down, right? And the whole fallout of that, and her marrying Artem in that situation. Personally, if they're going to bring it back, I don't want them to bring it back in the format that they brought it in. I would rather see it be something more of showing like the, like, not having the Bellas in it. Like, I think you could have the callback in Natty because she's still active on the roster, but you bring in a new crew of women and you show the reality of what they go through, right? Because that was really the intent of the original show, was to show what the women endure in WWE, and it became very much about reality TV, which it always does. As you said, it lost the plot. But originally, it was, you know, the women getting cut at WrestleMania at the last minute because there wasn't time for them to be on it, and how disappointing that was, and just the rise of the women's revolution in WWE, because whether we all like it or not, Total Divas did play a part in that. It made women's roster relevant. It made people care about the female performers, and they wanted to see them more, and it gave them a platform that they had not had previously. Now they do have that platform in WWE. Do I think it would be a way to, like, potentially boost talent that are on the way up? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. You know, you could throw a Roxanne Perez on there. You could throw other women onto that show, and you could, like, follow them for a week and see what they do and see how they work and that kind of thing. But in terms of what the show was, I don't want to see it rebooted, because I feel like in some ways it cheapens things, mm-hmm. especially how far they've come.
I'm with you there.
Like, it just, and that's not to talk smack. And also, just personally, I'm just not interested in their lives.
Yeah, it's like we've seen their lives.
This is kind of how I feel about things in general, but I'm just, like, the whole, oh, I'm going to start my own wine business, and I'm going to live out in, you know, wine country, and I'm so tired of that kind of, like, content of, like, just rich people being rich, and we watch them be rich. I'm kind of just tired of all of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in, like, current conditions, is like, I don't want to watch you be in that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We'll see. But we'll see if they reboot it or not. Because I think Nikki Bella is trying to get back in. I know Nikki is. I don't know about Brie.
Anything for an in. So we'll see.
This is the one that intrigued me the most. CM Punk wants to do a rom-com with Dave Bautista. I'm assuming there's context.
There is context for this one. I'm looking up now. So there was a headline that came out. Because Punk was doing an interview. Because he was asked, how he feels about Roman Kai. He said, we'd love to do it. Me and Dave are trying to do a rom-com. Maybe not together, but it's a race. He really wants to do one. And I really want to do one too. Dave and I are two emotional bitches. We would absolutely kill the genre. Guaranteed. Him especially. I'm dying to work with him. What if we were romantically involved? Who's not going to pay to see that?
Okay, so that did go exactly where I expected that to go. Okay. Because when you say, like, Punk and Dave doing a rom-com together, it's like, so are they together or are they separate with people? Because, I mean, I could do them together. Like, I could be completely down with Dave Bautista and, like, Punk mm-hmm. as in a, like, a gay rom-com. I would be open to that completely. No notes. I have no complaints on this. Do it. Like, absolutely. Actually, what I would love to see them do is, like, the buddy cop genre.
Yeah.
Like, the comedy buddy cop. Or I was mm-hmm. also thinking it would be funny to do, like, a reboot of, like, Twins.
I mean, there's that. You could.
You could.
You really could.
There's potential, y'all. There's potential.
There is potential. I mean, I could see Bautista being really good at it, the rom-com thing. I don't know about Punk. I haven't seen his acting chops. I did not watch Heels. I think he could do it. I mean, he probably could, but I feel like I've seen more of Dave's work where he could probably fit the role better. Mac goes, Punk would scare me. Yeah.
I think Punk would, it would almost be a weird reversal because Dave looks like he should be the straight man, but he's doing all the funny stuff. And then Punk is the actual, like, serious one. I think you could get away with that. It would be weird, but you could do it. Because, yeah, Dave has the acting chops. Like, just from his Guardians of the Galaxy stuff alone, he could totally pull it off.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, like, Punk was decent in heels, so.
But I don't know how he would play in a romantic setting for rom-com. Mostly, it could happen. It may never happen. But it was a headline that came out. I was like, because he's promoting whatever he's doing on this. There's a sci-fi movie that came out or coming out that he's a part of. Mm-hmm. So he was promoting that. Yeah, it was interesting.
So we'll see. And last but not least, we're going to go on a journey, y'all. I have a little story for you. This comes from the Reddit relationship advice. Here we go. Let's react. My 26F husband, 33 male, is obsessed with pro wrestling and it's ruining our marriage. Do I leave? Throwaway, as my husband is on Reddit. Oh, good. My husband was into pro wrestling as a kid. Fell out of it, but over the last few years has eased back into it. I've never been a pro wrestling fan. I thought it was something that people watched as kids and grew out of. But he has become obsessed and it's escalating to a point where I no longer feel comfortable. Apologies as I may not get all the terms right. I'm exposed to wrestling a lot, but I try to avoid watching it. It started harmless enough. He'd watch the pay-per-view events like WrestleMania. Then he started watching recaps of the weekly shows. Hey, was he listening to the Raw Post show on Wild Talk Radio? Just curious. Now he's glued to the couch every night there's a live pro wrestling event. He watches multiple wrestling shows, not just WWE. He started spending money, I mean a lot of money, on merchandise. T-shirts, hats, action figures, the fake belts, etc. I was okay with this, as it was nice to see his passion reignited for something. He's been in a rough spot with work lately. But now pro wrestling is the only thing he cares about. He yells at the TV like he's part of the crowd, cheering or booing. When he's watching, when he's not watching, he constantly shouts out their catchphrases randomly. He says things like, yeet, acknowledge me, you can't see me, etc. He actually gets irritated if I don't play along with him. Like, if I don't raise my hand when he says, acknowledge me. Is there more? Oh, God, is there more?
There's a next page.
Oh, good, there's a next page. Okay. This past weekend was the worst of it. Those of you who know it was WrestleMania. He asked me to refer to him as the final boss all weekend. I laughed it off and thought he was joking, but he wasn't. We actually got into an argument about it Saturday evening because he said I wasn't supporting him in the way he needs, and whenever we're watching wrestling, I look bored, disinterested, etc. I look that way because I am. He's got to be watching 15 hours a week of wrestling easy. When Jey Uso, Jey Uso spelled J-A-Y-U-S-O-E, won at WrestleMania. He literally jumped on top of our couch waving his arm. It was embarrassing and I left the room. I don't want to say too much regarding our intimacy, but he's asked for a lot of role playing lately as well and has me very concerned. The things he's asked me to do and say make me super uncomfortable. It's all wrestling related. Things have taken a toll on me mentally. It's nonstop. He sends me memes of Roman Reigns and a bunch of other wrestlers. He talks like them, acts like them, and demands I participate in his little performances. Sunday night, the wrestler he wanted to win didn't win, and it's still affecting him today. His mood's sour, and he seems depressed. I hate to admit it, but it's been kind of nice. He hasn't been as loud and noisy as usual. So Reddit, I need help. I don't think I can deal with it anymore. He sings the wrestler's songs. He does their sayings. He's got all their t-shirts. He's even got tickets for us to the next show coming through in about 3 weeks. But I just don't think I can take it. All right, y'all. Let's discuss. Let's react. I mean, this can't be real. Number one, this can't be real. Gotta be fake, right? Right? Matt. I mean, I was depressed when the Trailblazers lost a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in 2000. I mean, respect, that's fair. I'm still bitter about Bray Wyatt losing to John Cena at WrestleMania 30. Just saying. Okay, number one, this has to be fake. There's no way this is real. I feel like, and maybe she has talked to him, but I would say that she should talk to him about this and, like, tell him how she feels and say that, like, hey, maybe I don't want to watch as much with you or you doing the catchphrases or you singing the songs. Like, maybe could you tone it down? Yeah, the bedroom stuff has to be fake. Like, the wrestling role play, that's just, there's no way. There's absolutely no way. Because I think she's doing the right thing by trying to, like, watch it with him and be involved and, like, enjoy it with him. Because, yeah. Like, that's a positive. But, you know, at the same time, like, I feel like she should also, like, tell him how she really feels about it. Or maybe get as equally hyper-obsessed about something and enjoy, and, like, make him enjoy it.
Right.
Like, she could do that, too. That's totally a thing. But I would say talking to him, communication would probably be a good thing. And then if he, like, refuses, then you're like, hey, maybe we should go talk to somebody about this.
You may want
to
do that, yeah.
Like, I would say get help before you just leave. Because, like, it's good that he's enjoying it. Like, it's good that he's into it. But if it's to the point where you're supposed to cut a promo on him. Yeah, there you go. Cut a promo on him. Because if it's to the point that you're role-playing. Like, okay, I need more context on the bedroom stuff. I really do. I need to understand, like, when she says they're role-playing in bed, what does that mean?
What do you think it
like,
means?
Like, is he... No, I know what it means, but, like, is he pretending to be, like, Roman Reigns while they're trying to, like, do the do? Is that what's going on? Like, he's playing pretend while they're having sex?
Maybe.
I mean, we did call his 3D thing the cum shot for years, so
we
it is
did.
Fair. I don't know. Do you have thoughts on this?
People are weird. People are actually weird. I'm looking for the actual Reddit post. Because it is real.
I was
going
to say, is there a follow-up? I have to know if there's a follow-up to this.
I'm looking for a follow-up. But it's just, people like things. I don't know.
Because, like, here's the thing. If he's, I don't have a problem with, like, him buying, like, the merchandise and him going to the shows and him watching it. You know, he made her say, I'm sorry, I love you, and then super kick his ass naked. Brent, why are you the way you are?
Brent, you have issues. You need to talk to somebody.
Anyway, what was I saying? Like, I don't have a problem with him doing all that, because we all have stuff we collect, we all have stuff we enjoy, and that, like, we want around us.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know those super big wrestling fans. Because, I mean, it's like I'm going to be real, some of the wrestling shirts are actually really nice. Like, you can get away with wearing them in public nice. Yeah. And it's not as, like, stigmatized as what it used to be to wear a wrestling shirt in public.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before, way back in the day, it was like, oh, you're a wrestling fan. Now it's just like, it's like wearing NFL merch. It's fine. Nobody really says anything or nobody really thinks anything because the shirts are such, like, the apparel is such that, like, you can get away with it. So I don't really even have a problem with that. Like, if she's not into it, that's something where she says, hey, I'm not feeling this. Like, I'm happy to support you. And maybe you still watch, like, a couple shows with him, but, like, you dial back or you say, I want, like, payback where you watch, like, my favorite shows with me. And maybe he does. Like, that's the one thing she doesn't mention is, like, well, hey, I'm into this and he does this with me. Because I feel like that's a balance thing. He is ready to finish the match. Does he make her tap out before he is? Oh, God.
Brent.
Oh, God, Brent.
Brent, you are the reason people can't have nice things. He's really getting too much joy out of this. Just.
I feel like you need to do this on CB Radio and just turn him loose on this.
No, this is why I didn't do it on CB Radio.
But you should totally turn him loose on this.
No, I'm good. I was good.
You're good?
I was good, yeah. I didn't need it. Nope.
Did you find it?
There was no reply. Update on the... Yeah, there was no...
Damn.
There's hundreds of comments, but nothing from the poster, so... Brent. You need help.
Just to share, I can't breathe. You're making me talk, by the way, Brent. Or cough, by the way, Brent. I mean, Jake has Damien. This guy has his own snake. Maybe in a bag as well.
So, yeah.
I think the final conclusion is that they should talk about it and seek counseling.
Yes.
Unless they've already done that. Like, she doesn't say that in the post, but that would be my thing. I think leaving is, like, a little extreme. Because I will say this, like, the app, like, all the behavior that she's described sounds like there might be another psychological issue that is slightly deeper that is going on, because it is an obsession. Like, that it sounds like a very hardcore obsession, so maybe, like, talking to someone about it would help. But I don't know, she's gonna go full Heyman and go Lobo. But is she gonna give him the arm job while she goes? Because that's what Heyman did to Roman, by the way. Can we didn't talk about it Monday, but really quickly, can we acknowledge that, like, Seth Rollins willingly bounced himself on Braun Breaker's cock? Can we just, like, full on, like bounced himself off of Braun Breaker's cock. I mean, I knew he was a slut, but come on, sir, that was in public.
There you go. I have no follow up. I got nothing.
We didn't talk about it Monday. I meant to talk about it, and I forgot to talk about it.
Here we are.
Yeah, we went down that road, Matt. We went down that road. Yeah.
Here we are.
I'm just gonna say it. Brent started it. It's all his fault. Anyway, I think we're done. What do you think? Bless you. Anyway, I think we're done. Just one last little Brent thing before we go. So back to this couple. If the session lasts longer than 30 minutes, does it officially become an Iron Man roleplay? And it just... I mean, it depends on what kind of Iron Man roleplay you're looking for, because that takes it into a completely different genre. I'm not saying Tony Stark couldn't be a professional wrestler, but... Dude! He did. Cody Rhodes did have the Iron Man helmet. So maybe. Possibly. It could. It's entirely plausible. Why are we. I mean, more Iron Man match to see who gets more falls in the span of time. But that doesn't. Okay, that one doesn't work. Gets more falls. Question is, does he want to do a tuxedo match with her? Or a bra and panties match? Nothing? Okay. Anyway, I'll outro the show. So thank you so much, everybody, for watching and tuning in. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m.-ish, will be CB Radio live and available, where you can hear more of Brent's sense of humor on the show, featuring Rock, Sub, Rob Parks, and anybody else who decides to show up at CB Radio. Saturday night, 11:30 p.m.-ish Eastern. Sunday night is Wrestle Talk Radio, starring, once again, Brent, Tim Stein, Rock, and maybe Akashi, if he decides to show up or if he has time. So tune in. They will be talking all about Backlash and previewing the show there. Monday night is the Raw post show at whenever the hell Raw decides to end, which is Rock and I, so tune in for that. And then next Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern is the Rack, where we will be talking all about Backlash.
You good on those plugs? You want to continue?
You can follow us here on Twitch. Hit that little purple button. You can also subscribe using your Prime Gaming sub. So, you know, like, subscribe, follow the channel, do all the things there. You can also follow us over on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. I don't think you mentioned any other socials, do you? Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio. Basically, look for Wild Talk Radio on every single social media platform.
It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Yeah, keep going.
Trying to remember all the plugs.
Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button.
I already did that one.
You can also use Creator Code.
I already did that one.
You're doing it out of order. That's not the different order. Anyway, plug your stuff then.
Well, since you didn't plug the Creator Codes, did you know, y'all? There is a brand new season of Fortnite coming tomorrow. Happy birthday to me, I guess. Anyway, but it's all about the Star Trek Wars Spaceballs things. So if you are into the Star Trek Wars Spaceballs things, go use Creator Code Rockinsock or Lens M Ward in the Fortnite item shop at the game store to get your stuff. There's also, if you're into gacha games... Honkai Star Rail just released a Naxa, and he's awesome and amazing. And then Genshin Impact, they're getting ready to have a banner flip, and Mr. Aoife comes into the store. Haha. So you can use those creator codes in those shops as well, or anything in the Epic Game Store, because we are what?
Hashtag epic partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Linz Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Linz Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok at Linz Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to youtube.com/MBGfilm, or yeah, MBGfilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. There's the plug. There it is. There it is right there. Anyway, sorry, Matt. Go over, like, and subscribe on Matt's content. Tell him we said hi. We'd really appreciate it. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Board. You've been listening to Rock right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.